ओम शांति। सो हाउ मेनी ऑफ यू कंसिडर योर सेल्फ स्पेशल सोल, रेज योर हैंड। रियली और यू आर जस्ट रेजिंग योर हैंड? हाँ, बिकॉज बाबा ऑलवेज सेज दैट ब्राह्मण सोल्स आर स्पेशल सोल। Each and every one has a some speciality. That's why Baba has chosen you as his lover, friend, daughter, son, student, follower, whatever you may call it. And how many love yourself? Very few. Baba says, I love you as you are. He doesn't say, you are little bit fat. If you are slim, I would have loved you. Or he doesn't say, Baba doesn't say that, oh, if you are a bit smarter than present, I would love you. No. He says, I love you as you are. So you should love yourself as you are. That will help you to have self-esteem. So last night, Baba gave us title. Which title he gave us? Raj Dulare. Lovely prince. So he said, the three speciality you have is, you are self-serving. And what qualities self-sovereign should have? Rule the self. So all our mind, intellect, sanskar, sense organs should be under our rule or control or authority. And it should be one kingdom. Maya should not interfere. Because if Maya interferes, it means your kingdom is not stable. So Satyugi Sanskar we have to develop now. One kingdom, one religion. And which is our religion we should have? Purity. There should not be any impure sanskars. And in golden age, just as we have peace, happiness, prosperity, contentment, all the sanskars should be developed here, because in corporeal world, we are not going to develop any sanskars. So we should have those sanskars right now. One kingdom, one religion, and prosperity. Because Baba is giving us all the treasures. I should have all those treasures with me. So last night Baba was talking about checking ourselves. So first we have to check whether I am having self-sovereignty, swarajya. Whether I am sitting on the heart throne of Baba. Because that's the fortune we have. We can sit on the heart throne of Baba. The third is, Baba says, in golden age definitely you will have sovereignty. So these three thrones we have got. And who will be loved by Baba? To sit on the heart throne of Baba, what we need? We need to be ruling ourselves and we should be ever happy. Because last night he emphasized a lot on being ever happy. Serve through your mind, words, and through your face and activity. So our face should be always happy or cheerful. So we have to check all the time. And who is checking the chart daily? Raise your hand here. Anybody checking the chart daily? Only one. So Baba says, you have to check your chart daily. If you want to change, you have to check. Check the chart, change yourself. Because if we check our chart and we are not changing, then we feel heavy. No, I have still this sanskar. And sometimes the transformation in early stage is very fast. So it's S-curve. First, very fast. Then slow. And after seeing the slow chart and saying, every day it's the same chart. Sometimes we become frustrated and give up checking our chart. So that's what we have to see, that we have to check our chart. Three times he said, check your chart. First, he asked whether you are sitting on these three thrones. Second, he said, time is short. Anything happens suddenly. Maya will bring obstacles, no doubt. But then you should not feel bad about it. Because you become more experienced and more powerful. So you have to see that my transformation is fast. And I'm not saying, oh, I'll see, let's see what happens. No, we have to be so sure, I'm going to change and it will happen. No question of but. Or, I'll see. So that was the second thing Baba said. That worldly people are worried. And you are what you are doing. They're worried about future. And what you do. You are busy in thinking about God. Prabhu Chintan. They are in Chinta, worry. So more you experience, you move forward. Obstacles will come. Lekin you should not be afraid. Become more experienced. Third thing we have to check is whether at each moment I have pure thoughts. Each second is valuable. Sangam Yogi second is 1 hour. And so, realize the importance of time and thoughts and not allow any waste thought. So, happiness is your best treasure. Happiness is the best food, and whatever is there in your mind will be expressed through your face. So Bap Dada yesterday also gave the blessing, may you remain ever happy. And share the treasure of happiness with everybody. By sharing with others, it's going to increase. What Bap Dada does usually is, he gives us title and tries to uplift us to that level. And in between he gives us compliments. So what compliment he gave? He gave congratulations for Bharatvasi as well as double foreigners. They are doing service with great zeal and enthusiasm, giving Baba's message to everyone. And we all have so much enthusiasm to give Baba's message to everyone. But who can give this message? Who can give this message to everybody? To be serviceable, which quality we need? Merciful. Just as Baba has mercy for all of us, though we defamed him a lot, saying he's omnipresent in cats and dogs and snakes and everything. Whenever there was sorrow, we blamed God. Why did you give me this sorrow and trouble? Still, he has so much love and mercy for us that he comes all the way from Paramdham in this Kaliyugi hell. We are tired and fed up in this world, but he comes here to liberate us. So just as Baba is so much merciful, we have to be merciful for everybody, whoever they are, whatever they have done to us. Still, have good wishes, pure feeling, and try to help them. So on one hand he said, you are doing good service, but at the same time he said, keep on doing service. Through thoughts, words, face and activities. and increase the speed of service. Anybody here a first timer? So for first timer, what Baba said? You are lucky that you have come before end. But that was the time, not too late. Now it's already too late. So when we come first to Baba or Madhuban, there is so much excitement and happiness. Not only found Baba, but found big divine family. So there is so much happiness. So first time Baba is saying, time has passed a lot. Very little time is left. That's why you have to speed up your efforts. Now it's not time to just walk. Not time to run also. Time is to fly and make others fly. So, remain happy all the time and give message to everybody. First time I should not think that, oh, let me become perfect. Now, sometimes people think, let me become perfect before I start giving jhan to others. So, no, don't wait to become perfect. Keep on giving jhan. And those days, this Murli is I think 99. So those days we had already started WINGS program for different professionals. So Baba has been reminding UP and Banaras and whoever had come, West Nepal, that keep on doing professional service, bring different professionals and share your experience. And nowadays in Gyan Sarovar especially we have WINGS program all the time, and so many professional comes. And the maximum is doctors. So we have two conferences upstairs, two conferences downstairs, doctors, nurses, Vihasa, and all programs are not only full, double full. For doctors or for any wing program we say bring 400. And no wings bring less than 500. And doctors is maximum 800 to 1100. And so for doctors conference we Banarasi by books, Gyan Sarovar, Even Abu Omnivas, no? There is Omnivas in between. Omnivas, Pandav Bhavans, and hotels. And still most of those consultants stay in Raj Rishi, 8 in one room. They say we are prepared to stay 8 in one room, but we don't want to go to hotel. We want to attend all sessions, because if they are in hotel, they miss Amratvela, definitely. 7 o'clock, we provide buses. But Amratvela they miss. And naturally atmosphere, coming and going all the time, because they want to go to rest in the afternoon. Night at hotel, morning they can't come before 7. So Baba says, do professional service. And especially Baba emphasized on Amratvela, that every Amratvela, I give you blessing and powers. And with that blessing and powers, you can progress fast and have success in service. And those who are waking up at Amratvela, Baba says, wow, my children, wow. Certificate, he gives certificate. So nowadays Baba is always saying, keep on flying and make others fly. And who can fly? What we need to in order to fly? Double light. No body consciousness. Body consciousness we become heavy. So be soul conscious. Fly. We need two wings of Jnana and Yoga. We need refined petrol. Our intellect should be refined or pure. Because ordinary petrol may have some dust or particles. That is not useful for aeroplane. For aeroplane, we need refined oil. So our intellect has to be completely pure in order to fly. No attachment. Nothing pulling us on ground. And before flight, what flight has to do is circle around and then fly. Take off. They can't take off right from beginning. They have to circle around. So we have to be Swadarshan Chakradhari. Before we can take off. So Baba gave another blessing. You are always victorious. You receive each time blessing from Baba. So remain immortal and keep on giving nectar to everyone. So you have got some specialities. But our aim should be to have all specialities, all virtues, 16 celestial degrees. We should not say, oh, I can't give lectures, I can't write letters, nothing difficult. Art of administration, art of making others friends, art of enjoying solitude, art of enjoying gathering. So, all those specialities we should have, all rounder. Anything to be done, we should be able to do. Cooking, driving, typing, everything. So the thing is, aim has to be there. And with faith in ourselves, faith in Baba, we'll be able to achieve everything. Everything is possible. Everything is, should be easy. Because our jnana is easy. Easy jnana, easy yoga. So we should not feel, oh, how am I going to do and what am I going to do? No. I should be able to do everything. So, you enjoyed last night, or you missed Avyakt Baba in Vyakt form, first timers, do you feel sorry that you came late, that you didn't see Baba in Sakar form, or you felt, yes, you are in front of Baba? Because nowadays the Shantiman atmosphere is so good, so powerful, and everybody feels as if Baba is alive. So Baba is now sustaining us through avyakt form, and we have to be avyakt to receive those vibrations and feel Bap Dada in front of us. We have to be avyakt, and that's what Baba says. I have become avyakt to make you avyakt. Formerly he has to come to Sakar world, corporeal world, to help us. But now he said, okay, I helped you a lot. Now it's time for you to come to my angelic world. So more we stay in angelic stage, we will be able to be really avyakt. So now, what we will do is, sit in meditation, I will give commentary until 6:30, then we will have 6:30 to 7:30, silence meditation. So, let us have red light. Koi hai nahi lagta. Om Shanti. Let us go beyond this body. Be in an angelic body, body of light. Safed light band karna. Body of light. go to the subtle region. Sit in front of Avyakt Bap Dada. Bap Dada loves me. Depending on my awareness, he gives me love of friend, beloved, mother, father, teacher, guru guides me. He loves me as I am. Because of his love, he wants me to be like him. Master ocean of knowledge. Master ocean of love. Master ocean of happiness, peace, bliss, he wants me to be ever happy. Circumstances will come, obstacles will come. But if I remain seated on his heart throat or under his canopy, holding his hand, Maya will not influence me. I will remain stable, unshakable, like Mahavir, Angad. Baba wants me to be Prince sit on the throne of self-sovereignty. On the throne of Baba's heart, and future. He wants me to be golden age soaring. Maya will come. Obstacles will come. But if I keep on holding Baba's hand, I will not be affected. I'll become experienced and powerful. I have to check myself all the time, especially once a day, how I am progressing. Was Maya able to influence me? Or I was not disturbed by Maya. How far was my purity? That's my original sanskar, original religion. Peace, happiness, prosperity, bliss. So I should remain stable in my religion. Baba is reminding me all the time, time is short, destruction will happen suddenly. Am I ever ready? Golden aged sanskaras. All virtuous. 16 celestial degrees complete. Completely wiseless. Non-violent, Maryada Purushottam. Change my impure sanskars, overcome my weaknesses through yoga tapasya. Amrutvela should be very powerful. not as a routine, but with deep love, concentration, try to receive maximum power and blessings. That will help me to move fast in my efforts. My efforts, I should never say, I will try. Or I want, but this obstacle is there. I must have faith and confidence. I'll be victorious. With Baba's help, I'll achieve whatever I want. I'm lucky. Now with my efforts, I have to become multi-million times fortunate. That is Baba's hope in me. Baba is here to help me. He's guiding me. I have to follow his direction, his footsteps. Mama Baba, we're in the same world. They also had so many obstacles, but they achieved number one. My aim should be to take position in victorious rosary. With my courage and faith, I will be able to achieve a high status. I should not just be happy to be Baba's child, but my aim should be achieving highest status. let me remain double light. Let me give my problems to Baba. Let Almighty destroy those obstacles and problems. Mama, I'm so lucky. That you have accepted me as I am. Baba, I will never let go your hand. Keep on holding your hand. Keep your company. Remind myself, I'm Shiv Shakti. Combined with Almighty Authority, He will protect me. He will help me, guide me. Sarnam Yogi, thoughts, time, energy is very valuable. I should use each moment, each thought, energy in a worthwhile way and earn imperishable income. This income will last for my next 21 births or half a kalpa. Such a valuable time.